noticing how everything depends on thought. 1. Revisit a time when you were filled with hatred or desire. 2. Does it not seem that the hated or desired person or thing is extremely substantial, very concrete? 3. Since this is the case, there is no way you can claim that you already see phenomena as dependent on thought. 4. You see them as existing in their own right. 5. Remember that you need frequent meditation on emptiness to counter the false appearance of phenomena. Then consider 1. The I is set up in dependence upon mind and body. 2. However, mind and body are not the I, nor is the I mind and body. 3. Therefore, the I depends on conceptual thought set up by the mind. 4. The fact that the I depends on thought implies that the I does not exist in and of itself. 5. Now notice that you have a better sense of what it means for something to exist in and of itself, the inherent existence that realization of emptiness is aimed at refuting. Part 6. Deepening love with insight. Feeling empathy. Apply these 6 similarities to yourself to understand the nature of your suffering and develop a strong intention to transcend this dynamic. 1. Just as a bucket in a well is bound by a rope, so you are constrained by counterproductive emotions and actions driven by them. 2. Just as the movement of a bucket up and down the well is run by an operator, so the process of my cyclic existence is run by my untamed mind, specifically through mistakenly believing that I inherently exist and that mine inherently exists. 3. Just as a bucket travels up and down the well over and over, so I ceaselessly wander in the great well of cyclic existence, from the uppermost states of temporary happiness to the lowest states of temporary pain. 4. Just as it takes great exertion to draw the bucket up, but it descends easily, so I have to expend great effort to draw myself upward to a happier life, but easily descend to painful situations. 5. Just as a bucket does not determine its own movements, so the factors involved in shaping my life are the results of past ignorance, attachment, and grasping. In the present, these same factors are continually creating more problems for my future lives, like waves in the ocean. 6. Just as a bucket bumps against the walls of the well when it ascends and descends, so I am battered day by day by the suffering of pain and change and by being caught in processes beyond my control. 7. Therefore, from the depths of my heart, I should seek to get out of this cyclic round of suffering.